This is Twit.
Ben and Merced. Hello, Ben. Hey, Ben. Did I pick up the right line? Are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
But I'm Ken, not Ben.
Oh.
Okay.
That's good, Ken. Hi, Ken.
Okay. It's good to talk to you, Leo.
Thanks for calling.
What was the name of the photographer that was on there yesterday?
We had Scott Bourne on the new Screensavers. He's a good friend and a wildlife photographer. Brilliant guy. Brilliant guy. Wonderful photographer.
Yeah, it was good to hear. I'm just point and shoot kind of guy. But what I was asking about was I couldn't get any of the glasses around here. The college out there, the university, bought them all up. So.
Yeah, I know. I think if you're looking to, if you're planning to see the total eclipse at this point, you're going to have a hard time finding the right equipment, I think.
Well, I researched welding goggles or welding lenses.
Yeah.
And they don't normally carry a 14. That's just, they usually go up to 12.
Yeah, because you can't see anything with a 14. You have to be arc welding or something. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I used to arc weld. But either way, I bought 2 8s.
Nope.
And I was going to double them up and make a 16, and he said that won't work.
Yep.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not additive. One would think.
Sure did get darker when I put the boat.
I know. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Look, I'm not an expert on this, but that's the experts are. I think maybe they're a little overcautious. We certainly don't want you to injure your eyesight.
Yeah, but 2 8s would equal a 16, and I'll guarantee it's blackout.
Yeah. Well,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it out to the university and ask them and see what they say.
Yeah.
And then see if I can't get a pair out there.
Yeah, I would. And you know what? I would hope that, you know, if people have found a source of getting, you know, maybe there's stores or something that bought up a bunch of eclipse glasses and they're handing them out. I don't know, schools. I'd be very careful. I'm not sure why it's not additive. I don't know. But I was told, and Scott was clear about that, 2 8s do not a 16 make.
Yeah. Well, he used an 8 and a 6, but they don't make a 6.
Yeah, and I think that that's risky. So, you know, there are places you can go to read up on this pretty much everywhere. If you Google eclipse and eclipse glasses, they'll talk about the kinds of things you can use. Here we go from the Stack Exchange astronomy thread. Here we go. Is stacking welder's glasses, thank you, chat room, a safe way to watch an eclipse? You could find, be careful that you use the right kind of glass. 14 is the darkest. 14 is the only glass that's dark enough for a solar viewing. And no, stacking a pair of 7s or a 10 and a 4 do not have the same protection as a single piece of number 14. According to the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, if you can't get an SN14 filter, you can combine lower shade numbers to get roughly the same level of eye protection from solar radiation. Oh, however, the image quality may be considerably poor. So it's confusing. Some say it's safe, or and some say it's not. I hate to suggest anything that would risk your eyesight. The Royal Astronomical Society of Canada says it is additive, but they're not exactly additive, and if you aim one higher, so what did you get? 2 8s.
I got 2 8s, so I got a 16.
That should probably be okay, but what you may not get a great image, I guess, is the point.
Mm.
So, but again, I'm not an expert.
Layers of glass.
Yeah, I'm not an expert. So, and I'd hate for anybody who listens to this show to do the wrong thing. I guess the trick would be to put them together and you could do it today. Not look directly at the sun, but just kind of, you know, glance up and see if it seems like it's fairly dark.
Yeah, I planned on putting them in a box.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and then
there you go.
Bring the whole pot, and then I also have a hat in the box with a what's the size of a screw that you use for a camera?
Oh yeah, these tripod screws. What do they call them? 4020s or something. There's some funny name for them, and I just don't know what that converts
to. Anyway, I was going
to
hook the hat through the box
on a tripod.
I'd have the hat on my head, and it'd hold the box in place. And then on top, I'd put my camera.
You're going to look good. Now he did warn you, didn't he? That do not point your camera at the sun because you can burn out the sensor.
Yeah, that's what I, and even on one just quick shot picture, huh?
Well, you know, I've done it with my camera phone. It doesn't seem to have made any difference, so I don't know. That's an interesting question. I trust Scott. He's a good photographer. Certainly what you don't want to do is look through a SLR, through a lens at the sun, because that's going to be worse than even looking at it straight on.
It'll amplify it.
But if you have a point and shoot, for instance, that you're not actually looking through the viewfinder, you're looking at a picture of the picture.
Well, it'd be
couldn't hurt you.
So when I'm looking up there, I can just push the button and click it.
I like it.
Direction I'm looking.
I want to see you in that outfit.
And then I was going to put another. Oh yeah, it says party pack on it. It used to be a beer.
Of course, you know you're not going to see totality in Merced.
No, it's only 72% here, I believe.
Yeah. According to NASA's website, you can photograph the eclipse with a smartphone. You just don't want to look at the sun directly, but you could look at it through the smartphone's screen because that's going to, protect. You won't hurt your eyes.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get a great image.
This is just a cheap Canon point and shoot.
Yeah, you have to zoom it all the way out.
Well, the other thing I was going to do, though, is I might just turn it around backwards because the last time we had a partial eclipse around here, all the leaves and everything,
I think
had a
that was Scott Bourne, our photographer's suggestion. He says, well, lots of people are going to take pictures of the eclipsing sun, and certainly it's interesting to watch, but the more interesting thing is to watch people's reactions, to watch what the animals and the wildlife do, to see the shadows it casts. There'll probably be a lot of, that's my plan, take pictures of what's going on while the eclipse is happening. That might be
make that little half moon pattern on everything.
Isn't that cool? I love that. Yeah.
I'll probably do that.
Yeah. Good luck and be careful. Okay. I don't listen to some guy on the radio. do your research.
Well, I think I will. Like I said, I was going to go out to the university that's here in Merced.
Ask them.
And ask them about it.
And maybe they'll have a little there. Pair of these specs lying around just to be safe.
Well, I'm sure there got to be extra ones out there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
They're just going to be bored and go, that's not much to look at here.
I've got my pair right here, thanks to our studio manager. And it does say they are safe for direct solar viewing, ISO 12312-2, and all of that. But, you know, there's nothing that keeps people from printing that on there. But I'm assuming that our studio guy isn't going to risk my eyesight and got them from a reliable source. Have fun. It's going to be quite an event. I'm told, there'll be another one, by the way, in 7 or 8 years in the U.S. So don't cry if you miss it. But I am told that something kind of magical and mystical happens in the area of totality where you just get the sun completely going out. There's something primeval about that. And animals get squirrely and even we humans, even though we know exactly what's going on and the sun will be back in a minute or two, still kind of spooky. Spooky. But do please protect your eyes. And I won't reiterate this warning that you've heard for weeks now. Everybody hammering on you. Just be careful, okay? And there are places you can go online. You can find out what's safe and what's not. And some tricks for viewing, if you'd like to. Best places, eclipse2017.nasa.gov.